One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So yeah, I'll just get right into it. So about a year ago, actually, I found out about the app Field from you.
Nice.
And I got on there and I matched with a girl, and it was like an account she had with her and her boyfriend.
Mm.
And her thing read like, "Hey, looking for a sperm donor to get me pregnant."
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa,
and
what
I
the
was like,
fuck?
I'm like, this is crazy. I'm like,
to
okay,
do that on the like
be...
freaky app is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not even like, honestly, the only reason I was on there is because I got banned from everything else. not like a kink guy.
What did you do, Andy?
I had like a.
Did they not?
Like
did these whores not recognize what a high value male you were? So you found their IP addresses and threatened them?
No. I had like an X-ray done on my hip, and you could see the outline of my cock, and it fucking was very flattering.
Nice. Do you have a big dick?
I had that on my Tinder profile, and I got banned.
Wow, interesting. Do you have a big penis?
I mean it. No, it's. I mean it's like six hard. Like
there he is. Nice. The gentleman's cut.
Yeah, it's nothing fancy. It is cut.
There. Okay, whatever. I was saying cut like a cut of meat. That's the gentleman's.
Yeah.
That's the anyway, you're on Field, which, by the way, looking for a sperm donor on an app that is just guys who are trying to, like, get double sucked by poly couples or, like, tie up, like, do Japanese knots on, like, 23-year-olds that haven't been to therapy yet. It's the craziest place to look for a sperm
donor. It's like, I want to make sure my son is Jim Norton.
It's fucking it's insane. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, so you obviously
we'll soon learn. None of this makes much sense.
Okay, great. So you see that and you're like, great.
I'm like
dumb
I'm
bitch, like, but maybe I can nut in her.
Yeah. I'm just like, okay, well, I'm like, this sounds like some kind of scam, but it could just be, if it's real, it could just be some crazy story I have.
Sure.
So. Anyway, we get to chatting, and she's like, "All right, I think this should be a good fit. Let's meet at the Panera by my house."
Panera, that's where you screen the genetic father of your children over a chicken Fontega sandwich. Okay, so you're at Panera.
So we meet at Panera. She's a decent looking girl. She's not really my type. Mm-hmm. But you know, we meet up. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I definitely I'd fuck. She's hot. Like she's. She's a stripper and an OnlyFans model.
Beautiful.
Yes.
We're so big fans of sex workers on this podcast.
Yeah. And so we meet and we kind of chat, and I'm like, so how is this going to work? Like, you know, am I going to jerk
so
off?
I'm sorry. Like, you're meeting up with her, not even to try and fuck her, to expressly give her cum for a child. I assumed you see that and you're like, well, this is funny. Let me just talk to her.
This is crazy. I mean, like I said, she has a boyfriend.
Right. Well, I mean, still, it's her
like twink boyfriend.
Interesting. All right.
Her boyfriend's like also a model. He looks, I mean, he's like definition twink. Like he's like 5'2", just like chiseled, but like very boyish.
Interesting.
And anyway, so I'm like, all right, how is this gonna work? Like,
so why does she want your nut? Well, I'm sorry, keep going.
That's a great question. We'll get to that.
Oh wow, okay.
So I'm just like, all right. So how is this gonna work? Like, do you want me to jerk off into a cup? Or, like, are we going to have a three-way?
She's wow, like, you don't even right. pitch getting to fuck just her? You start... Dude, you're a bad negotiator.
Well, I was just confused at the entire situation. I was just like, okay. Is this a cuck situation? Like, I was, like, trying to figure it out.
Right. I like that. It's, like, less creepy if you float the three-way first. It's like... I'm not some creep who's just trying to fuck is you it? Here. Or are you I also... want you to be comfortable when you conceive.
Yeah,
so.
I'll let your twink boyfriend suck my dick. He's small enough that it's not, in my head, because I'm stupid, doesn't count as gay, fully gay to me. So if you need, I'll let him suck my dick first.
All right. I was totally, he was a good looking guy. I've never been with a guy, but I was totally... I was like, fuck, dude, this is, like, at this point, I'm just like, let's try.
Yeah. I love it, dude.
He's on field.
Look, he's on field. Look,
yeah, I was like,
if
dude,
you
I'm
had
field,
to
like,
fuck a guy, a 5'2", like, little ripped guy.
I would literally, I would, like, totally been fine fucking.
Probably looks good in a wig and some lipstick.
Don't even need that. He's a good looking guy.
All right, so what does she say?
I'm like, so how is this going to work? And she's like, well... So, yeah, you know, since, you know, I've got my boyfriend, like, you know, he's not really comfortable with you, like, kissing me or being intimate. But what's going to happen is we'll fuck in front of you while you jerk off. And then when you're about to bust, tap him on the shoulder and, you know, bust inside.
Oh my god, tag team.
That's
tag
awesome.
Me in, bro. We're the Dudley boys.
Do you gotta do a swanton bomb into her pussy when he's ready?
Hardy boys, yeah. Set my pussy up on a table and climb up on the ladder and swanton bomb your nut inside of it.
Oh shit.
Holy fucking shit. That's incredible. All right, okay. What's up with his nut? He has bad nut?
No, okay, so then I was like, all right, well, that's crazy, but
yeah, it's what, insane.
Who gives a fuck? I'll do this. Like, I'm like, just to stick my dick inside.
So wait,
girl,
I'm
like,
sorry, you don't have any qualms with you having a child that you are legally on the hook with?
Like, hold on, we'll get to that too.
All right. Jesus, all right,
so then
Christ.
I'm like, so why? I'm like, why don't you want his kid? And she's like, well, you know, I'm not, you know, he's not ready to have a kid, but I really want to have one. And, you know, just in case, like, him and I ever break up, you know, I don't want there to be any kind of custody battle. Which doesn't really make a lot of sense to me, but I was like, whatever.
Right. She's trying to, it kind of literally, like, I mean, look, her screening process is insane, but she's basically trying to, like, you want to buy, I have a bootleg Noguchi coffee table, and it's like, look, it would cost like $6,000. Like, how about I just cruise eBay for something that looks similar? And it's like, she's trying not to spend, you know, she could go get a sperm donor, but that's expensive, right? And there's red tape. This is like, you can get some guy to nut in you. I have qualms with the way that she fucking chose it. Going off field isn't what I would do, but.
And the Panera meeting. It's like, how's your broccoli cheddar soup? Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So she just wants a kid with a stranger, basically.
I asked her why she, you know, what, like, why she wasn't going through, like, normal sperm donor, and she had been, but it wasn't working.
The nut didn't take?
Yeah, like, the turkey baster, like, shooting it up there didn't work.
Oh, so let me just, a guy I don't know raws me? Shoots his gum in my pussy? And the boyfriend's like, hey. That was two strokes. You only get one. You only get one in there.
I was like, I mean, we're not even gonna like kiss or whatever. But anyway, so I'm like,
yeah. Are you allotted? What is there like a stroke allotment?
I didn't ask because okay. I was just like, okay, well, whatever. Like in the moment, we'll figure it out. Because right. I'm like, you know, hold like when you but like you know, sometimes it's kind of hard to time
sure.
it exactly. Like,
of course,
especially because I was like. You know, I was a couple feet away. I wasn't like, you know, hovering, jerking off like in his ear.
Right. Right.
So, yeah. So anyway, so I'm like, well, this still feels weird. I'm like, are they trying to like get me on the hook for like child support or something? Like this feels
right. Did yeah. Exactly. Did you talk to a lawyer or something? No chance.
I didn't talk to a lawyer, but she was like, don't worry. Like, I thought of that already. Cause she was like, well, I don't want there to be any kind of custody battle between, you know, for me, like, you know, she doesn't want me trying to get custody of the kid. So she had this form that she like, it's basically just like a standard sperm donor form.
Okay.
Like that you would use, you know, like say if you're like a lesbian and
sure. Yeah.
So anyway, and we, so, you know, it's like, I can't try to get custody. She can't try to get me for child support. I'm like, whatever, this looks fine. Who cares?
Right.
And so I'm like, we need to go to a notary though for it. So we go to like a Bank of America and our notary's not in. And so we go to a UPS store.
That's all. Get this over here, my friend. Come here.
The guy, like, and all, like, it's all three of us go, like, her boyfriend, too. And the guy, like, the UPS, it's just, like, dude at the UPS store, like, the guy that you ship shit with. He's just like, what the fuck? Like,
of course.
Yeah. But it was really funny.
A stripper, a little of, to his eye, gay guy, and just some dude show up together.
Yeah.
Do you have any kind of distinctive thing to you? Like, are you just a guy? What are we talking here? You're like a regular ass motherfucker.
I mean, I can turn my camera on if you guys want to see me.
Sure. I don't
give. Does that work, Otis? I don't know.
Just describe. You're not like a fucking. You're just some fucking guy, right?
Oh wait.
Or you can send a picture.
Can you see me?
Hold on.
Eldis is gonna put you on the. Eldis is gonna put you on the camera so I can see you.
Oh god, this is awesome.
Yeah, hurry. This is nice. I didn't know we had this capability. Let's see this motherfucker. It looks like an Armenian freedom fighter.
I'm Irish.
Irish? I'm all right. Well, I don't know about that, but you look Moroccan to me, like, brother. You need a fez right now. Anyway,
people always say I look a little Jewish, but
a Jew. Okay, interesting. From this angle. Anyway. All right. So anyway, go ahead, bud.
Yeah. So I'll turn that off. I'm like 5'11", you know, I'm not like,
yeah, regular like ass dude.
I'm not like nothing. I'm not hot or anything.
You're
say
a cute
like
kid, but yeah, guy. I know what you're saying. Nothing yeah. like distinctive. Anyway,
actually, your brother, George, I met him at Welcome to Hell.
Oh, hell yeah. Year.
And he actually, George called me hot.
So at least my brother wants to fuck you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Okay, so you go to get the
show. Excited for Welcome to Hell too. Can't wait.
We're gonna get there. We definitely are gonna do another show at some point. So okay, you go to this notary, you get it notarized. The guy's like, "What the fuck is this?" He's just returning Amazon packages most of his day, and now you've got a nut retrieval form for him. So
then I'm like, all right, all this is good. The form's notarized. She sends me a copy of it. And then we meet up. She's like, all right, just come to my apartment and, you know, we'll do this. And I'm nervous, you know.
Yeah, it's weird. What's the vibe with the boyfriend? Crazy. Is he like mad at you or like what's his whole thing?
No, he was actually like surprisingly like totally normal about this.
Then why wouldn't he let you just kind of fuck his girlfriend? Anyway, whatever. All right, finish.
I don't know. He was also like not gay at all. He was like, no, not interested. I was just like very, very, very surprised.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So we go over there. You know, she's like, what kind of music you want me to play? I'm just like, I don't give a fuck. Just
yeah.
And nothing, anything, whatever. She turns on like some R&B and we go into like her spare bedroom. She's got a fucking pit bull in the other room, like going crazy. So I'm like kind of scared already. And that's like, anyway. And I took a, I'm not going to say the name, dick pill.
Of course. Thank you for respecting the way that we still haven't been paid. And it's still a huge, you know what? I'm going to bring this up. Actually, this is our podcast agents need to fuck. This is, they might get fired if I don't get a dick pill sponsorship.
Send it to the company.
Yes. So you're pilled up, which actually, if all you're doing is jerking off and taking a couple pumps might not have been the right move. I don't know if I'm foreshadowing here, but sometimes a dick pill, your dick is not really a penis. It's just a mallet. And it's kind of hard to bust. But anyway, I don't know if I don't want to step on your toes here.
Yeah, it was just, well, because, you know, ain't, like, if I'm super nervous about, like, hooking up with a girl, like, you know, I might have trouble getting hard.
Of course, of course. And this, let alone if a fucking dog is barking, her 5'2 right. boyfriend is, you can see his little ass cheeks as he fucks her pussy.
This is the kind of thing that, like, I wouldn't be sure that I wouldn't be about to be killed until, like, after the cream pie. Until after the cream pie, I like, pull my underwear back up.
Even then, I wouldn't be sure until I'm 15 minutes away and I've checked my rear view mirror 5 times. I've done 3 U-turns. I've completely gone on the other side of the highway. Anyway.
Yeah, I was worried, but I had told my friend about this, and she was like, because I wasn't even sure whether or not I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And I told my friend, and I like told her where I was gonna be, I had the same thought. I was like, I'm gonna get killed or robbed.
Yeah, and that way your friend could also maybe get killed if she goes looking for your body. But anyway,
yeah.
So we're finally in the room. We're in the spare bedroom.
They're fucking on like a little twin size, you know, trundle bed.
Are they fully nude?
They're fully nude.
They're nude, and you're what? So you just got your pants around your ankles?
I get. We all get naked.
Fully naked. Now, does anyone even so much as touch your cock or no?
No. I've wanted someone. I'm like, I wanted her to like suck my dick or
Of course, at least a jerk.
Something. Yeah.
Right. So you know let's pull start
this lawnmower.
Huh?
Get it going myself. I said pull start the lawnmower. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I need a little help.
Of course.
You know, when they told me they weren't going to, you know, I wasn't going to touch her at all, that's why I took the blue shit, because I'm like, definitely, probably going to need some help. So, anyway, this dude gets naked and, you know, like I said, chiseled, that's fucking the buzzer. Shredded.
Sorry, dude, we're experimenting with go ahead.
Biggest dick I've ever seen in my life on this guy.
Really? Whoa. This 5'2"?
9.5 inches.
And your dick 6?
Huh?
Your dick is 6 inches, you said, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
This dude's small, huge dick, and I'm like, you know, I'm like almost 6 foot, like average.
Wow, this is crazy.
Yeah. So fucking hammer on this dude. So that right there, I'm like, oh my, it's going to be like fucking throwing a hot dog down.
Yeah, you're staggered right now. This is like in the boxing video games where you have to clinch your opponent. You need a second to regain your consciousness.
I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this is, and I'm like, compliment. I'm like, dude, great dick.
Nice cock, brother.
Yeah. And he puts on a condom, starts fucking her, and then he's like, are you cool if I take the condom off? I'm like, yeah, who gives a fuck? Like,
yeah.
This is already insane. Like, what is a condom gonna, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's the weird part.
So he fucks her for like 10 minutes. I like can't get hard at like, because I'm so fucking nervous. I'm like.
Yeah, it's weird. And how long ago did you take the dick pill?
Like an hour before.
Okay, so you let it marinate a little bit. Okay, all right.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, it's a very strange situation. You're getting alphaed by this little ass guy. His dick is so huge. He's pounding his hot girlfriend. She doesn't even so much as suck you off. You don't really feel wanted in any way other than your nut. So I understand. Right. I mean,
and they're trying to. What's up?
Go ahead.
Oh, they're fucking like. They're like fucking like porn style. Not like how you would actually normally fuck, but they're trying to make it look.
They're putting on a show.
Like, we're trying to make it like a. Yeah, put on a show for
you.
And I'm just like, all right. It just felt weird.
Yeah. Yep. Makes it feel even more bizarre, I would assume.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm like, you know, I'm like, can I get some lube or something? Like,
give me some, you're drying
like,
up.
Disgusting, like sticky, like scented, flavored lube. Anyway, it's like the kind of lube, like you ever jerk off like for so long with lube that it like, it just it's not slippery.
Yes,
it's just
yes,
sticky.
Yes. The stuff you have to re-wet.
Yeah,
the water-based stuff.
And I'm like, I was about to ripping my dick off trying to get hard. Damn. Finally, I get hard. You know, it takes me like 10 minutes to even get close to coming. And I'm like, you know, furiously, you know, beating it like I'm, you know, 11 years old again.
Yep.
And
11 years old, you already busted 4 times. Mom just came home with the dominoes. You're like, exactly. I got to get this one out. Go ahead.
Anyway, so and he like comes in her mouth or something.
Nice.
And then, you know, but then he like starts fucking her. He like gets hard and starts fucking her.
Wow. This guy's, dude, This is like an elaborate way for them to just like, they cuck. This is the they cucked you. Yeah. You're not even dating her, but it's like they bring guys over, and I bet you this happens all the time where it's like this little guy knocks you off your feet with that hard, long ass, little ass dick, and just. You can't even get hard. He's coming. He's getting hard again after nutting. I mean, what is going on here?
Immediately hard again.
That's crazy. He's
right away. Doesn't even get.
He's completely flexing on you and nutting in her mouth. So it's like I said, no kissing. So just a little insurance on that policy.
Kiss at your own risk, bitch.
So I finally get hard. I finally, I'm like, okay, fuck, right. It's happening.
Put me in, coach.
I'm gonna bust. And, you know, I tap him on the shoulder. I fucking, like, I'm, like, literally, like, dash across the room, like, oh, fuck, it's happening. Like, tap him on the shoulder. We switch. I, you know, she's missionary position, like, with her, you know,
yeah.
Like, on the edge of the bed. And I stick my dick in. And then, like, I'm, like, you know, 3/4 of the way in. He pushes me the rest of the way in.
Whoa.
Like, yeah, he pushes my ass.
And, like, oh!
And then it's, like, we're there for a minute.
You're there for a minute?
Yeah, a minute, because it's like to make sure the cum gets all the way in there.
Oh, so you do butt nut in this woman?
Yeah. But it's like it's just like a like I can tell it like a drop. Of
That's actually smart on your part. You're like, well, I guess I'll see you guys tomorrow. Wow, had you been saving up nut?
I didn't you know for like 2 days, like nothing crazy.
Sure,
but like. And I was like, that's going to be, I'm like, that's good enough. Like, if I don't go a day, it's like, you know, a lot. You know, I'm 25.
Sure.
Still got a lot of, you know, nut in my balls.
Of course.
So anyway, then I'm like, all right, well, you know, in 2 weeks, like when you take the pregnancy test, you know, let me know. And so we go our separate ways.
That's so funny. That's like, dude, it's like, oops, all berries, where it's like, oops, just cream pies, no other part of the sex, just the cream pie.
Insane.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.